Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me in another episode. I am your host, Jason Scaff, and you are listening to Into the Creepy and the Bizarre. Tonight, I'm excited to share with you some stories from the past in my family. The things that has happened to them over the years, and the story's been passed down from generation to generation. From what I understood, every bit of these are 100% real. But I've grown up with hearing these stories from my families, and I am so excited to share them with you tonight. And please, if you have any feedback or any comments, please leave them below, and I will check them out, and I will answer them for you. Or if you think I'm full of crap, just tell me. You know, all opinions means everything to me. Just try not to be too mean about it. Okay, I have six different stories to share with you tonight, and each story I have a title for. And the first story I have to share with you is called The Thing Under the House. Okay, to my recollection, from my father was telling me, many years ago in the 20s, I forgot what kin it was, but it's one of his relation. Apparently he was a pretty wicked old man, and he lived way up there in Ohio, out in the boonies, and he would drink, be mean to his wife and children. You know, just, he's a complete ass. Evil, horrible person. Well, this one evening in particular, he heard a lot of grunting, scratching underneath the house and everything. It's kind of sound like a hog. You know, the sound that a hog would make. But it's coming from underneath the house. He walked out there, shined a light back underneath there, and didn't see nothing. So he just take it, you know, it might have been a rat or whatever. Well, that night he went to bed. He shut and locked his front door. And the next morning, he got up. His door was unlocked and stood standing wide open. Open to the elements, anything, or anybody can just waltz right on into his house. So he couldn't figure out what's going on. He just thought some people would sneak around his place, aggravating him. So the next night he shut and locked it again. He sat up for a long time watching. Nothing happened. So he figured, well, I'm just going to go to bed, and nothing's going to happen tonight. And lo and behold, he woke up. His door was again unlocked and pushed wide open. This baffled this man so bad he couldn't figure out what it is. You know, he's starting to worry him. He thought, well, if this can happen, it could be anybody. And this guy, he made moonshine and stuff, and he was afraid some people was trying to break into his house and rob him or whatever. Well, that following night, before he went to bed, he took his long nails and nailed his front door shut. And he locked it. And in his head, well, that solved my problem. Well, he woke up the next morning, and every one of those nails was pushed straight out of his door. And wasn't bent, it was just as good as they was when he was got nailed in. And that was laying on the floor. So that evening, him and one of his sons was out in the yard burning some brush. And he heard this god-awful sound coming from underneath of his house. He was probably about maybe 25, 30 yards away from his house. And this big old huge thing came crawling out from underneath of there. Stood up upright like a human. This humanoid creature. I can't remember exactly the details on how it looked. I knew it had, I remember it said it had hoofs and long hair. This thing was hideous. It didn't have no horns or tail or anything like that. Well, this thing started approaching this old man and his son, and both of them was petrified in fear because they have never seen nothing like this. This thing had to be demonic. And this brush pile that they had was massive. And this thing walked right through the middle of that brush pile. Out the other side. To the other side of the field. And up on this hill, on this hillside. The clearing. This thing turned around and looked at the old man and his son. And it started laughing. It was like a squeal from a hog. And just dying laughing. And it turned around and walked away. Never be seen or heard from ever again. Now, this goes without saying that this old man and his son, his wife, they moved shortly after. And where they moved to or whatever become of them, I can't say because I really don't know. But I guarantee you one thing, something like that happened to me, I'll be moving that same night. Just taking what I can fit in the vehicle, and me and my family be long, long gone from there. Well, that's the end of The Thing Under the House. I hope you enjoyed that. Okay. Here's another story. I can't remember when it was. I'm starting to think my family was cursed. My great-grandfather, or great-great-grandfather, that's what it was. He was married to a Native American lady, or an indigenous person. I'm not really sure how to put that without sounding offensive, but just in case, you know, just for the story, I'm just gonna call her a Native American. This guy, would come home drunk and just beat the hell plumb out of his wife and his children. And one night they all was in bed, and this unseen entity kicked open the front door, came through the house, and just mauled him like a bear, stripping him of every bit of his clothing, and drug him for miles out in the woods. And once it got him out in the middle of those woods, it beat him mercilessly. It took him all that night and well throughout the morning to crawl back to his house. And what I understand, as he was crawling back to the house, he was seeing things running in the woods around him, making absolutely no sound at all. Because you run in the woods, you know you're going to be crunching brush, breaking twigs, leaves. You know, it's all kinds of noise. And, but this thing was not making a sound. He was able to see eyes in the dark looking out at him. And this man was torn all the hell time he got back from the beating and from all the briars and the brush and everything. And right when he got on the edge of the woods in his yard, he heard a voice. What was it? It told him to, what was it? Either change your ways or I'll be back. From that evening until the day he died, he treated his family the way a father is supposed to treat his family. And from what I understood, he went to church, he stopped his drinking, stopped the abuse, and that's the end of that story. I know it's a short story, but I wanted to throw that one in there to you. Well, there's another story that's similar to it, that is not on my list, and it's also another short one, but I want to share it with you anyways. I won't mention his name, but I will tell you he's my uncle, and he's told this story to me and my dad and a couple other people. But when he tells it, he gets pale as a ghost. He breaks out in goosebumps. He almost breaks down and cries. He's scared so bad. Now, you got to know about my uncle. He's a wicked old man. Very greedy. And he hides behind the church. He claims he's this godly man, but on the outside of the church, but behind, outside of the church, he's not a very godly man at all. He's crooked. He's evil. Well, one night, he had a couple ponies tied up on the hill. His ponies was raising Cain, going nuts. So he went outside with his shotgun to check on these ponies, and he said these two dog-like creatures on all fours jumped up out of the dark onto the middle of the road right in front of him, and they spoke to him, and they told him they will be back for him soon. Well, any normal person, that would change them. Made them want to live a better life and do better by others. But my uncle, he's not a smart man. And he continues to be this evil, corrupt, hypocrite, plumb up until the day he died. And I hate to say this, but there's no doubt in my mind where that man's at today. Okay. Now this one, my mom's told me about. I even done research on it. And her story does check out because there's many similar stories about Slate Hollow in Vanceburg, Kentucky. It's probably about a 30-40 minute drive from my house right now. Sorry, I had to get a drink of water. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, I believe. And my mom's heard this. She was born in the 50s, and she's heard this story her whole life. And back in Slate Hollow, there's some hunters. Well, a hunter went back there hunting. And this is during the winter time. Snow was heavy on the ground. It's probably colder than dog crap in January. What I understand is, as he reached a certain point in the woods, he would start to feel the feeling of dread and nervousness, scared. But he soldiered on. I guess he was really wanting to get that deer. Well, he came upon this place out in the woods. It's shaped almost like a bowl. There's like a big dip in the ground, probably about maybe 30 or 40, maybe even 50 feet long, about the same wide. It's almost like a complete perfect circle. There's a divot in the ground, and there wasn't an inch of snow on that. There wasn't nothing on it. It was as if it was in the summertime. And that area was really warm. You can probably walk down naked in there and not get a chill. Well, this tale goes that while you were around that area, while he was around the area, he was able to see red eyes appearing at him from many different places around that circle. Didn't see what the eyes was attached to, but just seen the eyes. You know, at that point, you know, fear is starting to wash over him. And just maybe 20 yards up on the hillside was this, what he thought was a man at first. But the top part was a man, but the bottom part was either a goat or a deer. And he looked this thing right dead in the eyes. You know, out of confusion and fear. And this thing turned into a whole flock of ravens, crows, and swarmed this guy, pecking, clawing at him and stuff. And he turned and he ran, and these crows followed him plumb to his vehicle. And he noticed how he got to his vehicle, he didn't hear or see the filthy crows anymore. He turned and looked, and there was nothing. And to this day, he sold his guns, and he's never been back out in those woods ever again. And he's afraid that he must go outside when it's dark. Afraid that thing might be out there. Might have followed him home. Afraid that thing might be out there waiting on him. So a certain time in the evenings, he's inside with the door shut and locked. He refused. And if he went somewhere and it got dark, he stayed somewhere else until morning. And to be honest with you, I kind of don't blame him. I can understand how that would you know, strike out much fear within his heart. You know, that's just plumb out scary. And I've heard many other stories about that place from different people. That was a whole real similar to that. So you can take that for what it's worth. But again, let me know what you think about that and what your thoughts on it. Now, this next story, it's my own personal thing, and there's many people here in South Shore, Kentucky, that had the same experiences or similar to it. Down here next to the Ohio River, which may be a mile from me, 2 miles, is a Little League baseball field. And you stand in the baseball field, you can look and see the Ohio River. It's not very far away from it. Well, the people who went in there to build this baseball field dozed a Native American burial ground. The Native Americans used that as their ceremonies and burial ground stuff. So he took the dozer and he shoved all of that down over the riverbank. I'm sure the river is probably washed it away years and years ago, because this was built back in the late 80s, early 90s. And that river's been up, way up in there, many, 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 many times. So I guarantee if there's any remains of anything like it, they're gone. Well, my experiences was, I was attending a little church down there next to that baseball field. And I thought, well, I really don't live that far away. I'll walk past the baseball field and get to my house. Well, as I was passing that baseball field, I can see a silhouette of this guy in the dark following me. As I started moving a little faster, it took off running. Well, I thought someone was trying to jump me, so I turned around to face this person, and it gotten so close and it vanished. There's been accounts of people hearing gunfire. There's been many accounts of people hearing what sounds like Native American drums. Screams, cries. Now, there have been a lot of other heinous things happen in that baseball field over the years. There's been molestation and rape and probably murder, if I'm not mistaken. But stay away from the baseball field at night. Lord only knows what happens. I know I'll never step foot back around that place again at night. And from my understanding, there's probably a lot of drug deals that goes down in there anyways. So just take it as a warning, just please stay away from that place. It's horrible. Now in the daytime, it's fine. They still have baseball games there. People ride, goes for walks through there during the day and everything like that. But at night, stay clear. Now here, the next story is called The Hillbilly Beast of South Shore, Kentucky. Now, me personally, I'm not sure what the Hillbilly Beast is, but to me, it looked like it could be the Dog Man. I'm pretty sure it is, but if you heard anything about the Hillbilly Beast, please let me know your thoughts on it and what you heard about it. But I was staying at a friend's house one night, and they lived out in a rural area. And I was sleeping upstairs in their house. Well, I got up at night, and I happened to look out the window. They had an apple tree. And this humanoid, dog-like creature was standing upright like a man. And from what I can see, it looked like it was picking apples off the tree or something. But I had no lights on. There was just a floodlight outside. And somehow this thing knew I was watching. It turned and looked at me and took off running into the dark on all fours. And if I had to guess, this thing was at least 7-8 foot tall. This thing was massive. Massive. It looked kind of muscular, but also kind of like it ain't getting enough to eat either, if that makes any sense at all. For what I could tell of it, it was a dark, dingy, brownish black with maybe a little bit of gray mixed into the fur. And this is on the borderline. Well, it was mostly in South Shore. It was South Shore, South Portsmouth, Kentucky area, which is part of South Shore anyway. So, yeah, South Shore. It had ears like a German Shepherd. It was kind of pointy straight up. I didn't see no tail or anything. But I tell you, this thing can move. It can run. It hauled ass. I don't know why it would, because this thing was considerably bigger than me. I'm only a 5'9" guy, and this thing would tower over me easy. And if y'all know anything about Kentucky or heard anything about Kentucky, and you heard about any of these beasts like this, please shine some light on this for me, and hopefully we can help each other out here. I know I said I had 6 stories for you, but apparently I have one more that I'm going to call it tonight. It's awfully late, and I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work. So, this one is called The Phantom Horseman of Firebrick, Kentucky. It's weird all this crap's happening in this area, or 10-15 miles within the vicinity of this area. Well, back in the day, where people still rode horses, some people had cars, mostly the well-to-do people. But there's a bank over in Portsmouth, Ohio. This guy on horseback went in and robbed this place. And of course, the law took chase after him. And chased him for miles. Found him dead. Him and his horse both dead on top of the ridge there in Firebrick, Kentucky. And, but the cops claimed they never found the money. I'm sure the cops probably found it and done something with it. You know, they're human, and human people are corrupt. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. You may not agree with me, but humans are corrupt, especially when it comes to money. Well, anyways, my dad was a little boy. He was raised up in Firebrick at the very end of it. Him and his brother was back there in the woods hunting one night, and they hear this horse and this guy screaming on his back, "Yah! Yah!" giving this horse hell. and you hear this horse running with everything it had behind it. And my dad and my brother and his brother stepped to the side and thought someone's back there riding horses. Flew right past him, but didn't see a damn thing. But they can hear the horse fly past them. They felt the wind off of that horse. They can even smell the sweat off of that horse. And they've heard this many different times. Even in their house. They're sitting down there in their house and they can hear this horse and this guy on top of that ridge screaming as they run around the side of the hill. And I to this day, I'm not sure if anyone else has heard it. But that story my dad told me when I was little, you know, that stuck with me all these years. And there have been many people sneaking onto that property, trying to find this money that this guy stole. It would be in leather horse bags, saddle bags. And if he did bury it, chances are the weather probably rotted those leather horse, those saddle bags. And but that hasn't stopped people from centuries, from years and years and years of metal detecting, hunting for it. Well, anyways, I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. I know that it's probably been kind of grueling listening to it, but I really enjoy doing this for you guys. I enjoy each and every one of you people listening to my podcast, listening to my ramblings. These are stories that has been shared to me throughout my life, and I feel so honored to share them with you all. Now, this is my last podcast until after Christmas. I believe this is my 7th one. And I will be back after Christmas with season 2 of Into the Creepy and the Bizarre. Y'all have a chance to come check my YouTube page out. I'm sorry. It's called Night Squatch Prepper. That's NIGHTSQUATCH. Hit the space bar, PREPPER. You'll see the same in the background. You see the Bigfoot in the woods, and you may or may not see my mug on there, my face. And I've got almost 300 videos for you guys to go through. It's a mixture of all different kinds. I got some about the history of South Shore, the grim history of South Shore. Got some on ghost hunting, some on me eating hot peppers, me just ranting about stupid things. And I've taken a few trips, one to Washington, D.C., and one to Salem, Massachusetts, and I believe one to Maysville, Kentucky. If you guys get into that sort of thing, please come check me out. If you like my videos, please hit the like and subscribe. I would really very much appreciate that. And if you like those videos, please come to my buddy's channel, Shane 717. That's SHANE. You hit the space bar 717. And he has some really cool stuff for y'all. Come check him out, and he hit the like and subscribe for him too. Well, thank you all again for listening. Have a good night.